Mass. In the introit, the Church proclaims the wisdom of God in disconcerting the impious plans of Herod and turning the murder of the innocents into his own glory by raising them to the dignity of martyrs of Christ, whose praises they gratefully sing forever. Introit. Out of the mouth of infants and sucklings thou hast perfected praise, O God, to confound thine enemies. O Lord, our Lord, how admirable is thy name in the whole earth! Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the Collect, the Church prays that her children may confess by their works their faith in Christ. The holy innocents give their testimony, the only one in their power, of suffering for their divine master. But the Christian who has attained the use of reason has more to do than suffer for his faith. He must confess it before persecutors and tyrants when they bid him deny it, and also before that more permanent tribunal of the world and his own passions. No man has received the glorious character of a Christian on the condition that he should never own himself one. Collect. O God, whose praise the holy martyrs, the innocents, published this day, not by speaking but by dying, mortify us in all our vicious inclinations, that we may show forth in our actions thy faith, which we profess with our lips. Commemoration of Christmas Day. Grant, we beseech thee, O Almighty God, that we who groan under the old captivity of sin may be freed therefrom by the new birth of thine only begotten Son. Epistle. Lesson from the Book of the Apocalypse of St. John the Apostle, Chapter 14. In those days, I beheld the Lamb standing on Mount Sion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And the voice which I heard was as the voice of harpers harping on their harps. And they sung as it were a new canticle before the throne, and before the four living creatures and the ancients. And no man could say the canticle but those 144,000 who were purchased from the earth. These are they who are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were purchased from among men, the first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouths there was found no lie, for they are without spot before the throne of God. The Church shows us, by her choice of this mysterious passage of the Apocalypse, how great a value she sets on innocence, and what our own esteem of it ought to be. The holy innocents followed the Lamb because they are pure. Personal merits on earth they could not have. But they went rapidly through this world, and its defilements never reached them. Their purity was not tried, as was St. John's, but it is beautified by the blood they shed for the divine Lamb, and he is pleased with it, and makes them his companions. Let the Christian, therefore, be ambitious for this innocence, which is thus singularly honored. If he have preserved it, let him keep and guard it as his most precious treasure. If he have lost it, let him repair the loss by repentance. And having done so, let him say with the spouse in the canticle, I have washed my feet, how shall I defile them? Footnote, Canticle of Canticles, Chapter 5, Verse 3. In the gradual, we have the innocents blessing their God for having broken the snare, wherewith the world would have made them captive. They have fled as a bird set free. There was nothing to clog their flight. The tract expresses the lamentation of Rachel over the cruelty of Herod and his minions. It invokes the divine vengeance which swept away the whole family of this vile tyrant. Gradual. Our soul hath been delivered, as a sparrow, out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are delivered. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Tract. They have spilt the blood of the saints like water about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. Revenge, O Lord, the blood of thy saints, which hath been spilt on earth. If the feast of the Holy Innocents fall on a Sunday, the tract is not sung, but in its place the usual Alleluia verse, as follows. Alleluia, Alleluia. Praise the Lord, ye children. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Alleluia. Gospel. Sequel to the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 2. At that time, an angel of the Lord appeared in sleep to Joseph, saying, Arise, and take the child and his mother, and fly into Egypt, and be there until I shall tell thee. For it shall come to pass that Herod will seek the child to destroy him. Who arose, and took the child and his mother by night, and retired into Egypt, and he was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which the Lord spoke by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, perceiving that he was deluded by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and sending, killed all the men children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the borders thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremias the prophet, saying, A voice in Ramah was heard, lamentation and great mourning, Rachel bewailing her children, and would not be comforted, because they are not. Thus does the gospel, in its sublime simplicity, relate the martyrdom of the innocents. Herod, sending, killed all the children. The earth paid no attention to the fell tyranny, which made so rich a harvest for heaven. There was heard a voice in Ramah, Rachel wailing her little ones. It went up to heaven, and Bethlehem was still again, as though nothing had happened. But these favored victims had been accepted by God, and they were to be the companions of his Son. Jesus looked at them from his crib and blessed them. Mary compassionated with them and their mothers. The church, which Jesus had come to form, would, for all future ages, glorify these youthful martyrs and place the greatest confidence in the patronage of these children, for she knows how powerful their intercession is with her heavenly spouse. During the offertory, it is the choir of our holy innocents again singing their beautiful canticle. As birds set free, they give praise to him who broke the snare which held them. Offertory. Our soul hath been delivered as a sparrow out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are delivered. Secret. May the pious prayers of thy saints, O Lord, be never wanting to us, both to make our offerings acceptable and to obtain for us thy mercy. Commemoration of Christmas Day. Sanctify, O Lord, our offerings by the new birth of thine only begotten Son, and cleanse us from the stains of our sins. In the communion anthem, we again hear the voice of Rachel's lamentation. Now that the church has been nourished by the mystery of divine charity, she could not forget the affliction of the mothers of her dear innocents. She compassionates them all through her office, and turns to Him who alone can comfort them that are in sorrow. Communion. A voice in Rama was heard, lamentation and great mourning, Rachel bewailing her children, and would not be comforted, because they are not. Post-communion. Now we have partaken, O Lord, of the votive offerings. Grant, we beseech Thee, that by the prayers of Thy saints, they may procure us the helps of this present life, and those of that which is to come. Commemoration of Christmas Day. Grant, we beseech Thee, O Almighty God, that as the Savior of the world, who was born this day, procured for us a divine birth, He may also bestow on us immortality.